Have you ever found yourself talking to a friend on the phone, fully engaged in the conversation, only to realize moments later that the call had dropped and you were essentially talking to yourself? This situation, though simple, paints a vivid picture of how sometimes our prayers might feel like they're not connecting. Not because the line to God is faulty, but perhaps because of certain barriers on our end. Just as we would check the signal, battery, or even dial the number again to reestablish a connection, there are steps we can take to ensure that our prayers are aligned for reception, perfectly aligned for God's attentive response. Today, I will be exploring three significant reasons why our prayers might seem unanswered, delving deep into the Word to uncover the truths that can help us refine our approach to prayer. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, Proverbs 15, verse 29. States, "The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous." This verse beautifully captures the assurance that our spiritual alignment plays a crucial role in how our prayers are received. It reminds us that a heart attuned to God, seeking righteousness, is met with the open ears of our Heavenly Father. Our righteousness, achieved through faith in Christ and a life lived in accordance with God's will, becomes the signal strength of our prayers, ensuring they are not just sent, but received and attended to by God. Through this exploration, we aim not only to identify the barriers that may impede our prayers, but also to discover the keys to unlocking a more profound and effective prayer life that resonates with the heart of God. Let us be inspired by the assurance that our prayers, offered in righteousness, find a listening ear in our Heavenly Father, who is eager to respond to the cries of His children. Reason number one, unconfessed sin, a barrier to communication. The first reason that we often find our prayers feeling like they are bouncing off the ceiling is unconfessed sin. Scripture is clear about the impact of sin on our relationship with God. In Isaiah 59, verse 2, it is written, "But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden His face from you, so that He will not hear." This verse underscores the spiritual principle that sin creates a barrier between us and God, affecting our communication with Him. Imagine your heart as a garden. Just as weeds can overrun a garden, choking the life out of the plants that are meant to flourish, unconfessed sin can overtake our hearts, stifling our spiritual growth and dampening our prayers. The act of confession, therefore, is similar to weeding this garden, removing the barriers that hinder our prayers from reaching God. When we confess our sins, asking for forgiveness, we are essentially clearing the path, ensuring our prayers can ascend unhindered. Also, 1 John 1 verse 9 reassures us, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." This promise affirms that confession not only restores our fellowship with God, but also cleanses us, making our hearts fertile ground for His words to take root and for our prayers to flourish. But confession is not always easy. It requires humility and a willingness to admit our faults, not just to God, but often to ourselves. In the Psalms, David shows us the power of a contrite heart. Psalm 51, verse 17 tells us, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. David's plea for forgiveness and his acknowledgement of his sins demonstrate the profound impact of coming before God with a heart open to transformation.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
This principle of confession and repentance is not just about avoiding negative consequences. It's about embracing the fullness of a relationship with God. It's about clearing the debris that obstructs our spiritual pathways, allowing the living water of God's presence to flow freely in our lives. The beauty of this process is that it's never too late to start, regardless of how long we've let the weeds of sin grow in our hearts. God's mercy and forgiveness are always available to us. The act of confession also involves turning away from our sinful behaviors and turning towards God's righteousness. It's a continuous journey of growth where each step of confession and repentance brings us closer to the heart of God. As we make this a regular practice in our lives, we'll find that our prayers start to reflect a deeper understanding of God's will, a closer alignment with His desires, and a more profound trust in His promises. In practical terms, maintaining a prayer journal can be a helpful tool in this process. Writing down our prayers, confessions, and reflections on Scripture can provide clarity and accountability, helping us to see patterns in our spiritual life and areas where we need God's guidance and forgiveness. It also serves as a tangible reminder of God's faithfulness, as we can look back and see how He has answered prayers and worked in our lives over time. My friends, let us remember the power of a humble heart before God. Let us strive to keep our spiritual gardens free of the weeds of sin, so that our prayers may rise without hindrance and our relationship with God may flourish. Let us take a moment now to reflect on our own lives, to identify any areas where unconfessed sin may be creating barriers to our prayers, and to come before God in confession and repentance, trusting in His unfailing love and mercy to cleanse us and draw us closer to Him. Reason number 2, doubt, a wavering faith in God's power. The second significant hurdle that can impede our prayers from being answered is doubt, or a lack of faith. In the book of James, we find a powerful admonition about the role of faith in prayer. James 1, verses 6 to 7 states, "But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord." These verses shed light on the unsettling effect that doubt can have on our prayers, likening it to a ship tossed about by the waves, unstable and directionless. This analogy of the sea not only illustrates the turbulence of doubt, but also emphasizes the importance of anchoring our faith in God. Without faith, our prayers lack the conviction needed to reach the heavens, just as a ship without an anchor is at the mercy of the sea. Faith, therefore, is the anchor of our prayer life, stabilizing and directing our petitions to God. The challenge of overcoming doubt is not a trivial matter. It strikes at the core of our spiritual journey. Hebrews 11, verse 1 defines faith as the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. This definition invites us to trust in God's promises, even when the fulfillment of those promises is not immediately visible to us. It's a call to believe in God's character, His goodness, His power, and His love, even in the face of circumstances that seem to contradict those truths. One of the most profound examples of faith in the face of doubt is found in the story of Abraham. Romans 4, verses 20 to 21. Tells us that he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. Abraham's faith was not passive. It was active and dynamic, grounded in the conviction of God's faithfulness. His belief that God would fulfill His promise, even when there was no evidence to support that belief, is a testament to the power of faith to surpass doubt. Cultivating such faith requires a deliberate effort to immerse ourselves in the Word of God. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, as stated in Romans 10, verse 17. By studying Scripture, we fortify our hearts against the seeds of doubt, drawing strength from the testimonies of those who have walked before us in faith. It is also essential to surround ourselves with a community of believers who can encourage us, pray with us, and remind us of God's faithfulness when our faith falters. Also, faith is not just a matter of belief. It is also expressed through our actions. James 2, verse 26, reminds us that faith without works is dead. This means that true faith manifests itself through our deeds and our trust in God, influencing how we live our lives, how we interact with others, and how we respond to the challenges we face. When our actions reflect our faith, we affirm our trust in God's sovereignty, and our prayers are infused with the power of that conviction. As we reflect on the role of doubt in our prayer life, let us be encouraged by the knowledge that even the smallest seed of faith has the potential to move mountains. Let us commit to nurturing our faith through the study of God's Word, through fellowship with other believers, and through a life lived in obedience to God's will. And let us remember that faith is not the absence of doubt, but the decision to trust God, despite our doubts, confident in His unchanging character and His unfailing promises. And reason number 3, wrong motives, choosing selfish desires over God's will. The third pivotal reason our prayers may seem to go unanswered lies in the motives behind them. James 4, verse 3 provides a clear warning about this. stating you ask and do not receive, because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. This verse suggests that the nature of our requests plays a crucial role in their reception. When our prayers are motivated by selfish desires rather than a genuine alignment with God's will, we find ourselves at odds with the purpose of prayer. My friends, remember that prayer, at its core, is a means of communion with God, a way to align our hearts with His heart and our wills with His will. However, when our prayers become a list of personal demands or a way to seek approval for our desires without seeking His will, we miss the essence of prayer. It's like using a map to navigate a journey but insisting on following our route instead of the path laid out before us. While we may have a sense of direction, ignoring the map's guidance leads us away from our intended destination. The Bible offers numerous examples of individuals whose prayers were aligned with God's will and who understood the power of submitting their desires to Him. One such example is Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, facing the imminence of His crucifixion. In Matthew 26, verse 39, He prayed, "O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." Jesus' prayer reflects a profound submission to God's will, even in the face of personal anguish and suffering. His example teaches us that the heart of prayer is not about bending God's will to ours, but bending our will to God's. Understanding and embracing God's will in our prayers requires a deep relationship with Him, cultivated through regular study of the Word, meditation, and ongoing dialogue with God. It's about getting to know God's character, His promises, and His plans for us. As we grow in our understanding of who God is, our prayers naturally begin to reflect His desires more than our own. Also, aligning our prayers with God's will often means embracing an attitude of listening as much as speaking. It involves being still before God, allowing Him to speak into our lives and guide our desires. Psalm 46, verse 10 encourages us, saying, "Be still and know that I am God." In the stillness, away from the clamor of our wants and the noise of the world, we can discern God's voice and understand His will more clearly. When our prayers are aligned with God's will, they become powerful instruments of change. 1 John 5, verses 14 to 15 assures us, "Now, this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of Him." This promise highlights the conditional nature of prayer. It is not a blank check, but a covenant between our hearts and God's, based on mutual understanding and agreement. In practical terms, seeking God's will in our prayers might involve changing how we pray. Instead of starting with our list of requests, we can begin by praying for God's will to be done in our lives, for the wisdom to understand His will, and for the courage to embrace it, even when it differs from our own desires. It means praying for others with the same passion with which we pray for ourselves, understanding that we are all part of God's larger plan and purpose. My friends, let us be reminded of the transformative power of prayer. Let us strive to make our prayers a reflection of our desire for God's will to be done in our lives and in the world around us. Let us approach God with humble hearts, ready to listen and willing to submit to His guidance and direction. Today, Let us carry forward a spirit of hope and renewal. Remember, the God we serve is not distant or deaf to our cries. He is closer than a whisper, intimately involved in the intricacies of our lives, and eager to commune with us. Let this understanding ignite in us a fierce determination to break through the barriers of unconfessed sin, to cast aside the shackles of doubt, and to align our deepest desires with the will of the Almighty. As we pray, let us remember to be patient and trust in God's perfect timing, knowing that delays are not denials, but a part of His grand plan. God, in His omniscience, knows the end from the beginning and orchestrates everything for our ultimate good. Let us be motivated by the profound truth that our prayers have the power to move mountains, to heal wounds, to bridge divides, and to bring forth the kingdom of God here on earth as it is in heaven. With every prayer lifted in faith, and as we step forward from this moment, let our prayers be the reflection of our unwavering faith, our unshakable trust, and our unyielding love for God and for each other. In the mighty name of Jesus, let us rise, renewed and empowered, ready to transform our world, one prayer at a time. Also, let the collective force of our prayers be a beacon of light in the darkness, a source of comfort to the weary, and a banner of hope for the broken. In unity, let's pledge to support each other, to bear one another's burdens, and to celebrate each victory as we walk hand in hand towards the promise of God's eternal love. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty and everlasting God, I exalt your holy name above all names. You are the creator of the heavens and the earth, and the author of life. Your greatness is beyond comprehension, your power unmatched, and your love is everlasting. You are worthy of all praise, honor, and adoration for your mighty works and your unfailing faithfulness. Lord, I come before you with a heart full of gratitude, thanking you for your endless mercies and your boundless grace. Thank you for the gift of life and for your steadfast love and mercy that endures forever. In every moment, you have been my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. I pray for your will to be done in my life, for the wisdom to understand your will, and for the courage to embrace it wholeheartedly, even when it stands in contrast to my own desires. Lead me in the path that you have laid out for me, and grant me the strength to follow it with faith and obedience. Merciful Father, I confess my sins before you, and I humbly ask for your forgiveness for my sins, for the times I have walked in disobedience and strayed from your path. I repent with all my heart, seeking your strength to turn away from these sins and to walk in your light and truth. Forgive me for the moments of doubt, for harboring unforgiveness, and for allowing selfish motives to guide my prayers. I also choose to forgive those who have wronged me, releasing any bitterness and resentment in my heart. For I know that in forgiveness, there is freedom. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare victory over these obstacles. I rebuke the spirit of doubt and fear, binding them in the name of Jesus. I command every chain of sin that entangles me to be broken, and I align my heart with your will. I pray for your healing touch upon my life and upon the lives of my loved ones. Heal us from every sickness and disease, from emotional wounds and spiritual brokenness. I stand against every attack of the enemy, against my health, my family, my finances, and my purpose in you. In the name of Jesus, I declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Protect us from harm, and surround us with your angels, that we might dwell in safety under the shadow of your wings. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement as we pray for each other, asking for your blessings to overflow in our lives. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, and let your Holy Spirit move mightily within us and among us, guiding us into all truth and empowering us to overcome sin, doubt, and selfishness. Together, we claim victory over our struggles, declaring healing for our bodies and minds, and provision for our needs. Cover us with your protection, and let your peace that surpasses all understanding guard our hearts and minds. In Christ Jesus, let your kingdom come, and let your will be done on earth and in our lives, as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.